Florence? Florence, what time do we go up Stevens tomorrow?
She said that if it was a bad morning, Stephen was going to fetch us about 1:15, I think she said. That dinner ran up past 1:00, walking up if it's a fine morning. Get up there sometime between 1:30.
Did you hear any weather on the news?
You switched it off, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we'll hear it tonight.
It'll be on again later, I expect.
Yes, I wondered if David built us. I saw her went down the...
They're actually pressing that in by accident. That took some doing, didn't it?
So you worked later today because it lost so much time because of the bad weather. You couldn't do any decorating outside of it. Still, we never got nobbled down the street by any of the canvases.
They'd all got too cold and gone home, I suspect.
Michael said there were three down there.
This morning, but it was a bit cold.
He said there were three down there canvassing for the main parties, and there were quite a lot of people there. Of course, rich pickings for them, provided they get anybody to stop and talk to them. But no doubt they'll be round. What's a bit of round here?
I expect so. This is a Melanie Phillips article here. It says that people are losing all interest in the election. They've got no faith in any of the parties. They all seem too much alike and all clamouring just for their own votes.
Well, in a sense, it's been on since last October.
Yeah.
They were talking then about the economy had turned up before the end of the year, and it didn't, and they've been hanging on and on and on, and slagging one another off all the time.
Yeah.
People got ground off with it. But, I'm glad the Liberal Democrats put a candidate up anyway. In this area.
Yes, I haven't seen any.
They're waiting until...
They should have any meetings.
They left it a bit late, didn't they?
Yeah.
Really. Maybe they had problems getting
there. I wouldn't mind going to hear if they do have a meeting.
And she's a... I don't know whether she still teaches. She did teach at Corby.
Corby, yeah, I saw it in the paper.
Whether she still does, it didn't make it clear. And she lives at Middleton.
Where's Middleton?
Well, it's near Corby.
Must be near Corby.
I've never been there. I mean, years back when we went cricketing and footballing, we went to Corby playing football, but in those days Corby, the steelworks had just started. You're only still a village.
Yeah.
Now it's quite a fair sized town. But Middleton, I've never been there. I don't know where it is, but it must be near Corby. No doubt we can find it on the map.
This one?
We can find it on the map.
Yes, I expect so.
Tell you the truth, I've never heard of it.
No.
I used to think there weren't many small villages in the Fountainshire that I didn't hear of. I didn't know of even if I hadn't visited them. But
she'll be staying in Wellingborough. At least she'll have to travel a lot to this constituency during the next few weeks, won't she?
If she was.
I wonder whether she'd be staying in Wellingborough.
No telling. Well, she's got wheels, obviously.
Well, these days with cars, it's not many minutes' drive to
From
Corby to Wellingborough.
I can serve her right. Unless we get usual 3 inches of wet snow and that'll stop everything. You never know, do you?
No, I don't know.
Pardon?
We're finished with the snow now.
But there's one thing I've said for a good many years now about English weather, in a sense it's gotten a sort of endearing quality. You don't like going through the bad weather, but the fact is that we do get quick changes in the weather at times.
That's why everybody talks about weather, I suppose.
I mean, there's so many areas in the world where they get months and months of they know what it's going to be like. It's a sort of set piece each season. But you can't say that for the British Islands.
Well, a week or two back, we had some lovely spring. That day we went up the park, it was quite spring-like, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Now it's real cold.
Remarkable.
Again.
February too, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. Fantastic.
The snowdrops out and all.
And you know, I remember ever so clearly when I worked down toe detectors, Denton's, all those years back, what, in the late 50s, were it?
It was the 50s,
yeah. I was down there in the late 50s.
Nick was a little, it was one in 49.
And I remember one particular February, it'll always stand out in my mind, because it's a fairly long walk down to the factory from up here, and every day after the midday meal, when I was set out to walk down there quick as I could, it being a fair distance, it was raining. Every day without fail, I used to get to work soaked. First of all,
used to be sort of reckoned for rain, didn't it?
Yeah.
The way they talk about March winds, it was February rain, February field out.
Well, Percy used to bike there, you see. Percy Ward, my mate.
Yeah.
When I got there, several times, he used to scuttle into the packing room and come out with those a couple of those large sheets of brown paper that they pack the shoe boxes in. And I used to shove them up my trousers, pull my trousers up, expose my leg, and wrap the brown paper around and let the it was amazing.
Keep your legs dry.
So the factory were warm and it dried the trousers out and dried the leg, and it was lovely and cosy after half an hour or so.
Crackled a bit when you walked.
Well, it did, but nonetheless, it were an efficient way of getting dry. I wondered if David would be up here this evening.
Then what?
I wondered if David would be up this evening to catch a bottle of wine. Could be. But the two of them, they just, when Lisa's out on a Saturday evening with Kevin, they'll often sit there and have a bit of a snack, supper, light supper, and
Well, they usually
have
their main meal in the evening anyway, don't
they? Yeah, they'll often have a main meal but they have a lighter snack later on, and then have a glass of wine with it. And like us, they're Darby and Joan pair now, more or less. How old is Wendy? She's older than David.
Wendy? Well, she's a good bit older than David. 4 or 5 years, I think.
Oh, I didn't realise that. So Dave's 41.
He was 40 last year. He's coming up to 41 this year.
He'll be 41 in May.
Yeah.
And Wendy's...
Wendy must be 45 at least.
Oh, I didn't realise she was...
I knew she's quite a bit older than
Dave. I knew she was older, but not to that extent.
I wasn't very happy about it at the start anyway, with him being... And he was only... When were they married? 73, the end of 73. So he was 22 when they were married. And she'd already been married and divorced, and she was a good bit older than him, and I wasn't very happy about it at the start, but they seemed to have settled down all right.
Well, she's made David a good wife, actually.
But they never had any more youngsters.
She actually told me at once that she considered herself lucky to have met David when she did, because she were divorced then, and of course, didn't she have a son?
She has got a son, yeah. Don't think she sees him much now. He did come a year or two back, he came to see him, but don't think she sees much of him. He's, must be 20 or more now.
Yeah. I was surprised at Kathleen, is it? When Kathleen told us down the street about her son.
Going in the army?
Yeah, I was rather surprised at that.
That's the older one, the one who's a friend of Matt's.
That's right, yeah. I was a little bit puzzled about the reference to embassy service, though.
He'd had some sort of operation or something. But was it Jesse's wedding? And Andrew wasn't there because he'd some operation on his jaw or something. I can't remember now what he'd had done. Something to do with having his jawbone.
Oh yes, I remember. Yeah, they were a little bit concerned. Well, all would have been. But anyway, we've been lucky with our. I'm going to say our lot, our group, jolly lucky. Whether they all turn up on Friday to have a word with Eileen, I don't know.
Yes, I think they all know she's coming.
Does Steve know?
Well, we told Sandra when she came up to ask us to.
Oh, did you? Oh, I've forgotten that. And Michael knows. Does Marjorie know? Did you tell
her? Yes, I told Marjorie. I called in this morning.
And Marion knows?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, go down, Marjorie. I've got some bits in there for a chickens in there a couple of days. If they don't come up to pick them up, they get left.
Well, we'll pop down. Well, we can't pop down tomorrow unless we go before in the morning, before we go across to Steve's. If it's fine, it'll be a good walk up there.
No, I don't mind walking if it's fine. I said to Sandra, I said,
and
it's not raining.
We can take the short cut.
Wouldn't it be muddy?
Well, we're not obliged to go through the field, but we can still take the short cut through the new estate up Bedford Road by the cemetery.
Yeah, isn't that a field path across there? You go through the cemetery?
No, well, you can go through the cemetery, yes. You can go through there.
No, I didn't know whether it was a field path or it was likely to be muddy or whether it's got a proper.
You go in at the top
surface.
Of that, top of the road, what road is that? Running up from Howard Street South. Can't remember.
Manning's Lane. Well, it used to be Manning's Lane. They call it something fortunate since they built up there. Manning Street
you
or Manning
Crowley.
You cut
down into the new estate there and that'd be the best way. It'll save 10 minutes easy. It's a fair walk up the main road.
Well, I was hoping when they got that link road through, it might connect up. But I don't suppose it's sort of road that's got a footpath you can walk along. It's just a motor road.
It's just motors. No, I'm afraid there'll be no footpath there. In fact, it irks me a bit, that, because they're cutting straight. They're cutting along in line with that public footpath.
Wouldn't be too bad if they put a cycle path along the edge of these roads when they build them.
They're not as sensible as they are in Germany. It really impressed me when we went there and saw the paths, especially the cyclists, at the side of the roads. In Germany.
Oh, in Germany, yes. The cyclists have got priority there. The cars have to stop to let them cross over.
I mean, it's incredible to me. We we went to, we travelled a bad bit while we were there, went into Holland and came through Belgium and Holland
but
to
before
get
we
there.
Went down into
look how tidy the towns were.
Trying to borrow a bike for us so that we could bike round, but well, she forgot about it, or
she probably failed to borrow any.
But there's any way where you could hire a bike, I'm sure. Still, I'd probably be going along on the wrong side of the road.
That's the beauty of biking in Germany. There's so much scope for not being on the road. You've got special paths for cyclists. The only one I know in this area.
There's one between Earthmer and Fynham.
That's
they
it.
Put that there when they built
they did
that new school.
For school children.
So that the Fynham children could bike to school.
Yeah, that's the only one I know of. It's incredible to me. However,
is it raining again?
No, it could do in a moment or two though. It looks a bit ominous. You've got one or two daffs. They're a similar colour to these, actually.
Yeah, that first one that's opening is a creamy coloured one.
Yeah. And this hellebore is flowering a bit now.
Yeah.
But it's not a spectacular, not a very spectacular sight, is it?
What, that?
Hellebore.
Well, it said in the book when I read about it, it said it had green flowers. You can't expect green flowers to be very attractive. Didn't even know there were any green flowers.
I never even noticed the one next door, but ours must have come from that.
No, oh, Jenny spotted it, because she said that's where the seed must have come
yeah.
from. She said they seed freely. So you don't watch it, we should have them all over the garden next
well,
year.
Well, Wendy's got one. She's
yeah.
got one. Because she said she'd only got one, she'd like another. And I thought, seeing that we've got two, she could have this smaller one down here.
Yeah.
And dig it out for her. What time are we taking tea?
Oh, I don't know, when you like. Pass my handbag over, will you? I'll sort some, well, I've got a small change in my purse now I've been shopping. I'll sort it out.
Some, how much have you got upstairs to change?
How much of what?
You've got 9 upstairs to change, haven't you?
Yes, I know. I've got to take it in and I go down to the post office. I keep forgetting it. I don't like bothering with it on Thursday because I've always got a shop full and I forgot about it any other day.
These tomatoes are a bit hard, did you know?
This what?
The tomatoes you bought down the market.
They're what?
They're a little bit hard.
Well, there were some firm tomatoes, and then there were the others. I had some of the others.
Good Lord, I know.
Well, I've skinned a
couple of them. They were firmer than these.
Well, I've skinned a couple of them.
Well, these will be okay. They'll rot north in here with the other fruit.
The ones at the front of the store were 70 pence and they were marked firm tomatoes, and those at the back were 60 pence. And they didn't say firm on them, so I thought, well, firm probably means hard. I'll get the others. But I've skinned a couple of them for tea.
Well, they were right north.
Anyway, I've got to go upstairs.
I saw some nice Cox's orange on the market, £2 for a pound.
I find them difficult to eat.
Well, these looked really nice and ripe.
Oh.
If I want magic, things that were tragic would have no place beneath my waving wand. With great magicians I'd sit and converse, the whole universe would seem like a little pond. The earth would swim by, and as it swam by, ravaged by war, neglect, and in great pain, I'd take it out just to wipe its poor face clean, and then quietly put it back again. If I worked magic, magic.
That's it. Should be on the go.
Yeah, what do you think to it?
No, it's really good, yeah. Good tune.
Sort of a... Well, I've got to fit the chord symbols, you know, get the sequence of chords. I haven't written it down, you see.
Are you going to pianoize it then?
I was a writer of piano score for it. And it's a sort of fairy tale lyric, you know. And
very Paul McCartney-ish, reminds me of him.
A bit fanciful, but...
Yeah, that's the sort of thing that he'd be writing down.
It's not a bad melody. So I thought I'd get it down.
Yeah, it's a good idea. It sounds good.
But if Lisa could be persuaded to have a chat with you sometime down home.
I think it might be a good idea. I don't know whether Lisa might be better if you let her know and let her get Kev talking on it. She'd perhaps be better at it if she was in on it, but I'll have a word with her.
Yeah, have a word with her. Perhaps she'd like to listen to that, to the words sung like that, and then make her own comments. It's nice to get the opinions, you know, as many as the family as you can, really, on a subject like that. And it helps me, too. It's only a hobby, you know, but it's one that I've had for donkey's years, and I want to keep going with it as long as I can.
I've got somebody on the radio the other day. Everybody's got a song inside them. You seem to have more than one.
Well, I know, but I mean, I expect it's true that everybody does. I mean, even those who were people who tone deaf, they must wish sometimes that they weren't and that they could, write lyrics and
music. Yeah. I suppose I'm what you call tone deaf. I've got no musical ear at all.
Well, you and Tony Hewlett used to.
Oh, Dave Hewlett. Oh, yeah.
Well, Dave, yeah. Dave Hewlett and Dave Wood, you used to make up a few tunes.
Oh, yeah.
He did it on his guitar, you were simply found a few words and...
Yeah, it's true.
That was a long time ago, but as I recall, they weren't too bad. See, if you'd have stuck at it, you'd have got better. It's the same with every job, you get better at it.
Oh, it's true,
as you tackle it, even gardening. Well, wine making come to that.
No, everything. Painting and decorating.
Even painting and decorating, Dave, as you say.
Yes. But not in the rain, eh?
No. Well, you're not going today anyway, because...
Well, I tried yesterday, but I got wet.
How long were you there?
About 4 hours. I came home when it rained, and then it stayed dry.
I think it must have rained at Urchester. Not here, then.
It poured. Around about... 12:30. Not like this, not heavy.
No, I don't think it poured like
but
this.
We got some solid rain.
We got a bit.
Yeah.
But you got more. Of course, you're nearer the river.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you something to do with it?
I know we need it, but I don't need any at the moment.
Well, there are about 20 inches we need in 2 months.
Wow. We'll forget about that.
We'll go down straight in inflatables. You see him on paddling in here.
This is the most rain we've had for in such a period. No, in about a week, something like that. It's sort of
it's strange, really, because last month is the month I always associate with rain. That in November with mist and fog and falling leaves and
solar ozone layer. Yes, everything's good.
But it will do a lot of good. I mean, I'll put those plants out during the week, and it was fairly dry then,
yeah.
But now, you see, they've taken already.
Oh, definitely, this is the sort
of... perked up.
Yeah, this is what...
That'd be a nice show there.
Oh,
and tell Wendy I've got to have Louis, a hellebore somewhere.
Oh, that plant, yeah.
Should be down the front there somewhere.
You've got any chervil, have you?
No, I'm not.
You've got a recipe down there, it's got that in it. I'm afraid.
Oh, wait a minute. What? What are the what are the herbs up underneath the apple tree?
You what?
The herbs under the apple tree, what are they?
Sorry, I can't see against the window.
The herbs under the apple tree, what are they?
Chives.
Chives.
Oh.
Sorry.
I thought we gave Wendy some last year.
Yeah, we want some chervil.
Oh, have you?
No, we want some.
Oh, I've never heard. Well, I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
That's what I mean. You pick these recipes up and have such stupid blooming herbs in these.
This paper's moved Taunton into Devon.
Good old ear.
Paddy Ashdown campaigning at a shopping precinct in Taunton, Devon.
Did you see the name
in
of the...
county town of Somerset.
Did you see the name of the...
That's unusual for the Observer.
The raving loony party member who's going to stand against Paddy Ashdown?
Yes.
Patrick Ashdown.
Oh, that's it. I saw there was a Patrick Ashdown. I didn't know what party he stood for. Well, his name isn't Patrick, it's John.
Yeah. But it's a bit naughty in a way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, there could be a few older people that
could
make
it.
It
could be confusing for people voting.
Yeah. Here you get
although it does now say on the paper what party they are. It never used to.
No.
But it does now. It does have the party as well as the name on the election paper.
Well, a lot of old folk... I don't think they much bother to look at the... I know the name of the candidate.
That's what I mean, yeah. Some will be confused, but not enough for him to have any problems, I shouldn't have thought. It's going to be very close, though. I think they're going to hold the balance at the end, don't they?
Well, I think Farrell getting in this seat, it...
I bet he has his majority cut down to about five.
Probably less.
And Freeman will get in as well.
There's no doubt his majority will go. Well, most of it.
But what's his name? Powell will lose his seat, McCorby, I think.
McCorby, yes. I think so, too.
But Freeman and Fry will be...
But I don't like to read all this talk about how you'll be heavily taxed under Labour, because the truth is that even under the Conservatives, all the years they've been in, and all the years they've been reducing taxes from toll to toll, indirect taxation's increased.
Well, I know, you only got to look at VAT, haven't you, for starters?
Yeah. Taxation now is higher than it was in 79.
Yeah.
Well, they shouldn't talk like that. All the politicians will stand up and tell you the truth, but there don't appear to be too many of them about these days.
Well, they just brought out a budget to paper over a few cracks and make it look good, because they knew that they got no more chances. This is it, isn't it? I mean,
well, do you think you interest Lisa?
I'll have a word with her when she's awake. She's still on a third dream, I think, at the moment. But she's certainly a good talker. I could try and get her there and know about it and see what happens. She's at dinner time, I'll take it down and try it. Well, no, you're taking down Steve's, aren't you? Today.
Oh, yes. Well, you perhaps do it tomorrow.
Yeah, through the week sometime.
Do us a good turn if you could.
Well, they normally stay in now. Mondays and Tuesdays, usually Lisa and Kev staying with us and watch the telly with us. They go out, he plays pool Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Do they stay in on Sundays, today or for instance?
Well, generally, he comes up for dinner, but he ain't today, so he'll be... Lisa will come be here for dinner, he'll turn up about 3. And they sometimes stay. We sometimes play a game in the afternoon, a board game or something. Depends.
I expect that's what we're supposed to do tonight upstairs, you see. They often get a game.
Why bother about the football this afternoon?
Steve will watch it all, mate.
Man City and Southampton, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't bother me. I'd like to see Southampton win, mind you.
Well, Southampton can pull
Well, did you see where Tottenham are in the league?
Out of the hat now and again.
Did you see where Tottenham are in the league?
No.
They're about six from the bottom, aren't they? They lost at home again yesterday. They could find themselves in some trouble if they don't put their ideas in. Whether it'll happen or not.
Well, they miss gas coming off, like.
Well, yeah.
But he, the way he started off in that cup final last year, they were a danger to life and limb.
Yeah, it's terrible, really.
I'd have had him off that first foul in the first minute that he committed. Ridiculous.
But Lineker weren't playing, were he? No.
Not yesterday.
No.
They'd miss him.
Like a toothless tiger without him playing. Raving about Rob Jones.
Cobham went down again.
Yeah, probably so. Kitchen won.
And Wood's probably made it too. Get wound up.
Well, no, wouldn't surprise me, that was
a pity, you know.
I think that's half the reason that Brian Talbot took over at Kitchen, isn't it? I think he's got his eyes on Kitchen replacing Cobblers.
He probably looked into the future a bit and decided that.
Yeah. It cost him 100,000 to do it, but I mean, he's never been able to afford to bail Cobblers out.
Yeah, he decided Northampton weren't worth it and went for what he thought were an up and coming team.
Well, he had quite a lengthy conversation with Ron Atkinson, apparently, because Atkinson used to be manager of Kitchen, didn't he? And he was telling him, you know, what a good club it could be. The ground, you know, they own their own ground as well, you see, don't they, whereas Cobblers don't. And, I mean, it'd upset me if Cobblers were wound up, but I mean, if there was a league team like Kettering, if Kettering got in the fourth division, it'd be brilliant. It'd be nearer to go, wouldn't it?
It's not all that such a large ground, Kettering, is it?
I've never seen it.
I remember going there.
At least it's got four sockets.
Just after the war, when they played Peterborough in the Warnsell Cup. And they had a record gate. I think they got 11 players.
Yeah.
It's difficult to imagine that many.
It isn't a ground lot.
In a ground the size of Kettering's.
Well, they got over. I remember when Rushton played in the FA Vars quarter final 2 seasons ago down here. They got well over 1,000 down there then, and you couldn't move. How brilliant. All the way around the ground, there are about 4 or 5 people deep.
Well, this Russian ground, it's a shame because Russian, they won promotion and weren't allowed to go up because of the state of the ground.
Oh, no, they could win the league this season and not go up.
It's a shame.
The Taylor Report's got a lot to answer
for. How did they get on yesterday?
Don't think they played.
Well, somebody said they were at Grantham.
Were they? They weren't in my page this morning.
Well, check it on the back page inside.
Got to be as a.
They weren't in the ordinary fixtures. I wonder whether it was a rearranged fixture, you see. I met an old workmate of mine, he said they were at Grantham.
No.
Well, they were misinformed then, weren't they?
In the paper I saw, they were supposed to have been at Barry, but they played Bilston, Bedworth.